drinking night, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today, toast to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feels like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for you, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah, everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Oh, cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
O'clock, minus 14 is what it feels like, and snow for the drive home. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Today is the day Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to request the dissolution of government and trigger an early election for February 27th. He's set to meet with the Lieutenant Governor this afternoon. NDP leader Merritt Stiles, Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie, and the Green Party leader have all said calling an election more than a year early is a waste of time and money. The 407 highway is at the center of the pre-campaign trail in Ontario. The NDP is promising to remove tolls from the 407 if elected. Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles has pledged that her party would remove the tolls on the private highway for all drivers. Footy fanatics are counting down the 500 days until the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Canada. And today, the city is hosting a soccer session in Regent Park. FIFA World Cup reps will be at the Regent Park Community Center this afternoon with a surprise appearance from a Canada soccer legend. In sports, Raptors beat the Pelicans 113-104, and the Scepters take on Minnesota tonight at 8. CHFI weather, today mainly cloudy, snow around 4 p.m. into the evening, high minus 1, dropping to minus 9. Tonight, snow tapering to flurries, a low near 0. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of flurries, a high near 1 in the morning, falling to minus 5 for the afternoon. Right now, it is minus 7, feels like minus 15. On the East 401, east of Highway 6 South, we've got the right lane blocked with a stalled car. That's causing delays. West 401, west of Stevenson, we've got the left lane closed for a collision. It's slow from west of Harmony. And Steeles and Dufferin, the entire intersection shut down because of a collision and wires that are down.
Buffalo Bills fans, known as Bills Mafia, they are still feeling it after Sunday's tough loss to Kansas City. It's not the first time they've lost them, or the second, or even the third. And they're going to try and beat them again next year. We'll talk about this and what this could actually mean for your life coming up after Mariah Carey.
We were just one. 7 feels like minus 14. And that's pretty much how it's going to feel today. But there's also the snow on the way for the drive home. So make sure you plan for that.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
I'm wondering if you have an I'm not taking no for an answer story. And we ask this because I'm thinking of the Buffalo Bills, Canada's team. I mean, some might say America's team, but Canada's team for sure. It's really hard to not love the Buffalo Bills. They're a blue collar city. And more importantly, they never, ever win anything.
There's a part of us that can relate if you're a Leafs fan, maybe.
Totally.
Yeah. And not to mention, because of proximity, I think many of us have been to a Bills game. Like, that's our closest, idea of the NFL is what we've experienced at a Buffalo Bills game, whether it's tailgating or whether it's seeing Bills Mafia come out. Remember when they had a huge snowstorm and they all came and worked together to like clean up the stadium?
Them.
Yes, and they love their team.
Absolutely. And if before this era we lived in where you could watch every single team anytime you want, like if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, like you were watching the Buffalo Bills, probably, right? That's how a lot of us fell in love. Well, they lost for the fourth time in a row to the same team, the Kansas City Chiefs, in the playoffs. They're going to try to slay the dragon again next year, though. They're not giving up. And I'm thinking maybe there's some parallels for life in this, you know, where you just won't take no for an answer. So I'm looking for some positivity here.
Yes, yes. It's got to hurt to be at this. What did you say? Four times? Fourth in a row?
Fourth in the last 5 years they've been knocked out of the playoffs by the Kansas City Chiefs. So, like, I'm thinking of, like, for example, you know, I always wanted a dog and never had one. And I had friends tell me along the way, they're like, really? You, like, you don't seem like a dog person. Like, are you really willing to do the work? Like, do you know how much work it is? You know, like, and you know, you're single, you live downtown, like, you go out a lot, like, you shouldn't get a dog. Like, you can't do it. And there was a time it put a little doubt in my head, but, like, I kept sticking with the idea, and when the time was right, I eventually got a dog, and it has unequivocally been the best decision, the best thing I've ever done in my life.
You were not going to take no for an answer.
I was not going to take no for an answer.
You were going to make it work.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, welcome to the business you and I work in. I think that I've probably been told no more than I've been told yes, and it's like, try again. Mm-hmm. Not going to take no for an answer. You just keep on going, right? Just so used to being rejected, criticized, humiliated.
Yeah, bombing auditions in my case.
Yeah,
right?
People writing you, telling you they don't like you.
Yep.
They don't know you, but they don't like you.
Lots of opportunity for you to give up.
Yeah, but no.
But you didn't.
I did not. I'm not going to take no for an answer.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Now filling the air.
One could argue that we grew up watching movies where that's what they taught us, that when you can't get the girl, you try again, and then by the end of the movie, somehow you wore her down.
Yes. There's a fine line there between persistence and straight up harassment.
Stalking.
But listen, what would be a Family Matters if Steve Urkel didn't keep trying with Laura Winslow?
It's so true.
Right? It didn't work out so well for Screech and Lisa Turtle, but you know, like I said, persistence. We want to know. Do you have an I'm not taking no for an answer story? We're trying to find some positivity here for Bills Mafia. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
Kiss me, darling, one more time. It's everything that you got inside. Kiss me, darling, one more time. Cause love's the only thing we leave behind. Yeah.
7 feels like minus 14. That's what it's going to feel like today. It's going to be a little windy, not like it was yesterday in terms of winds, but today it's all about the snow. An Alberta Clipper, I understand, is moving in.
No idea what that means,
I don't know
but
what
it
that
sounds
means.
Menacing. Some of the snow's already out there when I took Coffee the Pooch out this morning.
Yes, we got some overnight.
It's already like a little dusting on the ground, so be careful if you are on the roads. But you're saying, and we're hearing from our friends at 680, that it's going to be really for the drive home from work and school.
Yeah, so around 4 o'clock is when the system's supposed to start moving in across the GTA. And like we're probably looking at about a maximum of 5 centimeters, but as you know, anytime we get a little bit of snow on the roads, it's usually a slow drive and it usually means, you know, people forget, speeding, all the things that you're supposed to remember in snow. Sometimes you need the reminders.
I feel like even when the weather's ideal and it's like mid-June, it's a slow drive.
Yeah, that's
just,
true.
That's just Toronto. That's just but also, Toronto. Yes, be careful because we all tend to forget how to drive a little bit when there's snow.
Mm-hmm. All right, so get ready to also shovel. There's also that.
Yay!
With Stage 5 traffic, I'm Eva Prajaskados. On the east 401 east of Highway 6 south, the right lane blocked with a stalled car. West 401 west of Stevenson, problems there have cleared away. West 407 approaching Dundas, left lane closed for a collision. And we've got some snow plows now moving south on the 400 from Mapleview down to Highway 89. For a limited time in the Specsavers Savings event, you can get 2 pairs of glasses for only $99 because who doesn't love a sale? Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Ontario is helping you keep more of what's yours. We cut the gas tax and scrap the license plate sticker fee at Drive Clean program for most vehicles, saving drivers across the province hundreds of dollars each and every year. Learn more about how you're saving more at ontario.ca/keeping costs down. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more.
Just for one day, the Live Aid musical at the CAA Ed Mervis Theater. Now through March 16th only. Book at Mervis.com.
In 2018, Doug Ford promised to end hallway medicine.
We're going to make sure that we end hallway healthcare.
It has only gotten worse. With 2,000 patients daily waiting in hallways, one in five ERs or urgent care centers experiencing closures, and average wait times of around 20 hours to see a doctor. Doug Ford didn't put an end to hallway medicine. We cannot afford four more years of Doug Ford. A message for OntarioForward.ca.
Happy Chinese New Year! Celebrate the year of the snake at Mandarin with a festive feast for you and your loved ones. Delight your taste buds with delicious dumplings like hagao, silmai, beef pot stickers, and more. Plus, indulge with traditional Chinese New Year desserts featured on dine-in, takeout, and delivery. Mandarin, where Chinese New Year traditions come alive with every dish.
A celebration of taste, Mandarin.
Book your celebrations of good fortune now.
Doug Ford gets it done for developers.
We interrupt this ad to ask, does get it done mean strip $3 billion out of school funding? Because, yep, Doug Ford sure got that done. Now, can we have an undo button, please? Help us get back to investing in schools. Visit knowmore.ca. That's KNOWMORE.ca. This message has been approved by KidsPlain.
A message from the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association.
Ah, the sounds of your happy place. Ditch the everyday chaos and chill to the sounds of Cuba. There's no better way to experience the island than alongside Selah Vacations and Hola Sun, the Cuba specialist. Enjoy great rates with easy payments, starting as low as $75 a month with $0 down. Lock in your Cuba deal now and pay later. Monthly payment applicants are subject to approval by FlexPay. See website for details. Contact your local travel expert or visit
SelahVacations.com.
At Sleep Country, we know the importance of a good pillow. With back sleepers, stomach sleepers, and even hot sleepers, finding the perfect pillow is possible. Come in for a personalized pillow fitting, and our sleep experts can find one that's just right for you. Because at Sleep Country, we solve sleep. Right now, buy one of our best-selling pillows and get a second one free. But hurry, for a limited time only. Restrictions may apply. See in-store or online.
Green Park's newest creation, Aquanova Condos, is set to energize the Mississauga skyline and waterfront. Inspired by the vibrant energy of Lakeview Village, this dynamic tower celebrates the harmony of community and culture by creating a symphony between nature and modern living. Condos at Aquanova start from the low 600s. This is your chance. Register now. Green Park, the people's builder.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
So are you the middle child in your family, or do you ever worry about your middle child? There's a new study out that reveals how middle children turn out, and it's maybe not what you think. We'll have the details next.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there always be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things. They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep. Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million. Well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Be rich.
But would you in Toronto? Just $1 million? 6:23 right now. Good morning. Minus 18 is what it feels like.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
Do you think birth order matters? And, you know, I'm looking at middle children here because people always talk about middle child syndrome.
Yeah. What is that?
So this, the way it's described is that you're not the oldest. You're not the youngest, so you kind of get less attention from your parents. You feel caught in the middle. Remember Malcolm in the Middle? The whole show was devised around him being the middle child.
Okay.
So, like, the firstborn's your firstborn, right? So they're independent.
I get. There's so much hoopla and pomp and circumstance around the firstborn.
Yes, and then the youngest is kind of spoiled. That's at least what the stereotype or the reputation is of birth order. Do you believe in it, though?
I believe in the first child thing.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know about the... I think the younger child has it a little bit easier in that, like, walls are knocked down for them. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, I'm the younger child. I have an older brother. He got like his eyebrow pierced, his ears pierced, and like it was, my mom was really upset about it. Like, he heard it from her. And then 2 years later, I showed up at home with my ear pierced and my cartilage pierced, and my mom just looked at me and goes, figured that was coming.
That kind of paved the way for you.
Little things like that. I'm like, okay, I did get it easier in some respects because of that.
Okay, so there's a study. It is a Canadian study out of Brock University, and they studied children who were, you know, older siblings, younger siblings, middle children, and they found from this survey that middle children wound up more honest, more humble, and agreeable than their siblings.
Okay, I like this rebranding or reframing of middle, tell me that again. Middle children end up more honest,
humble, and agreeable than their siblings. And they, you know, once they did this survey, they found out that they forgive the wrongs that they were suffered. They were lenient when it came to judging others. They were willing to compromise and cooperate with others. And maybe this has something to do with being the middle child.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily control their temper. This compared to their counterparts of older and younger siblings.
It's interesting. So I have three nephews. My brother's got three kids, three boys.
Mm-hmm.
and Julian is the middle one. So I'm going to keep an eye on this and see how this plays out. But I mean, if you think about it, the middle child is the only one that's a younger sibling and an older sibling.
True.
So they maybe have a bit of a unique perspective, a little more understanding.
A little more balance of all of these sort of personality traits, maybe.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about the middle child, according to this latest study, and this is the latest one, they're going to be fine. In fact, they're probably better off than your other children.
This is the well overdue rebranding that middle children needed. I am here for this.
Okay, so do you think birth order matters? Or even after I tell you the results of this study, is this all just overblown? And like none of it is really, you know, it's inconsequential. Okay. It doesn't actually result in anything per se.
Okay, so according to this Canadian study, again, middle children wind up more honest, humble, and agreeable than their siblings. We want to hear from you. You tell us, maybe you're a middle child who's grown up now. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is true for you? Do you think it's hooey? Maybe you've got a few children and you've got a thought on this. Give us a call. The lines are open.
Maybe you named your middle child hooey.
It's possible,
it's
too.
It's possible.
416-872-CHFI.
98.1. CHFI.
Whoa. Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $20 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
Get your dream on.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $20 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
The critics are roaring. The Lion King is a smash hit at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Immerse yourself in the magic of the Pride Lands and experience what the CBC declares an epic, visually stunning show that captivates from start to finish. The Lion King. Tickets are now on sale through August 30th. Book at Mervish.com.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Escape to the warmth of Hotel X Toronto, your cozy winter retreat in the city. Indulge in luxurious spa treatments, family fun, and rooftop views, all just minutes from downtown. Your extraordinary winter getaway starts here. Book now at HotelXToronto.com.
Mom, Dad, let's talk about nuclear energy. You don't think it's a big deal, but it is, especially for the future, my future. Nuclear power is clean, and it can keep up with increasing energy demands. Cars, buses, trains, it's all going electric. Plus, it's affordable. You gotta love that. I know it's weird hearing this from me, but I'm growing up. Oh, do you know where my laptop charger is? And my laptop? Clean, affordable, reliable. That's Ontario's Nuclear Advantage. Learn more at ontariosnuclearadvantage.com.
It's been 7 years. 7 years of Doug Ford cutting funding for public schools, leaving our kids waiting for one-on-one time, for assessments, waiting for special education supports. Kids are only kids for a short time. They can't wait any longer. Tell Ford and the conservatives it's time for you to go. It's time for a new government that will invest in our kids. A message from the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario.
It is 6:30, nearly impossible question coming up. Feels like minus 18. First, here's news with Eva.
Good morning. A rare winter election is on its way. This afternoon, Premier Doug Ford is set to visit the Lieutenant Governor to ask to dissolve provincial parliament, triggering an early vote on February 27th. Ford has said he needs a new mandate from the electorate in order to deal with U.S. President Trump. The Ontario NDP are looking to gain voters with a new promise targeting drivers. Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles says if her party is elected, she would remove tolls on Highway 407 for all drivers. U.S. President Donald Trump says his plans to deport undocumented immigrants are moving forward, with more than 1,100 arrested yesterday. According to federal authorities, hundreds have already been sent back to their home countries. The Trump administration is now being sued by an advocacy group over the deportations and arrests. In sports, Raptors beat the Pelicans 113-104, and the Scepters take on Minnesota tonight at 8. CHFI weather, today mainly cloudy, snow around 4 p.m. into the evening, high minus 1, dropping to minus 9. Tonight, snow tapering to flurry. A low near zero, and tomorrow cloudy with a chance of flurries, a high near one in the morning, falling to minus 5 for the afternoon. Right now it is minus 7, feels like minus 15. On the eastbound side of the 401, just east of Highway 6 South, the right lane still blocked with a stalled car. And then west 401, looks like we've got just ongoing delays now from Harmony to Stevenson, but the problems have cleared. And on the south 400, from Mapleview to approaching Highway 89, we've got snowplows moving in that direction. Steeles and Dufferin, the entire intersection, still shut down because of a collision cleanup.
The Nearly Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is for your Tuesday. Believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans.
Oh, interesting.
Believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans.
Okay, usually we're talking Canadians, Torontonians, Ontarians. Believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans.
Mm.
What do we think it is? Give us a call. Lines are open, 416-872-2434. You can call us right now, 416-872-CHFI. We'll get some of your calls after NSYNC.
Ooh, yeah. You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. Seen them all come and go.
Point one CHFI, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep show. We've got your Nearly Impossible question, and here it is. Believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans. Pooja, what do we think it is?
Well, 981-981, Chris from Oshawa writing, 20% of Americans wish they were Canadian.
Yeah, a bunch of people texting in that.
It's a popular guess.
Yeah.
But that's not it.
Patty texting in saying 20% of Americans have never experienced snow or have never made a snowman.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Still not the right answer. I think if we're looking at this question in particular, maybe we have to focus on the believe it or not part.
Yeah, the believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, 20% seemed, when it, now that I know the answer, 20% seems high for this.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans. What do we think it is? 416-872-CHFI. Lines are open right now.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 lo,
for almost 20% of Americans. And we told you to sort of zero in on the believe it or not part.
Yeah, some good texts coming in here. Dave from Toronto saying Americans have no idea how tariffs work.
Oh.
I'll be honest, Dave, neither do I.
Dave, I think we could all use a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what? That lesson's going to come soon because it's just around the corner,
yep.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. Also on the text line, Charmaine writing, never had Tim Hortons coffee.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's possible.
A lot of American cities now do have a Tim Hortons, but we're only saying 20%, so sure. Chris saying, live in a mobile home. That's not it.
Okay, and also a text coming in saying, Americans think we live in igloos. It follows the believe it or not part, that's sure. For sure.
Yeah, okay, so believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans. Let's take some calls here. What do we think it is? Angie in Toronto.
I was just going to say that they're very patriotic and they hang their flags from their homes.
Mm. That's a very good guess, and you're so right, but that's not the answer we're looking for this morning.
Yeah, I saw it. Okay, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Angie.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Stephanie from Oakville, do you have a guess to our nearly impossible question?
I do. I think that 20% of Americans think they're flat earthers.
Ooh, flat earthers. Okay.
Wow.
That's a good guess, and it's not right, but I will say it's the closest guess yet because it maybe falls under the umbrella of conspiracy theory.
Ooh, that's
like
a good hint.
So if you think of something else, give us a call back.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
There you go. That was a big, juicy hint.
There's your hint right there. So believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans. And yeah, you can put this under the umbrella of conspiracy theory.
Mm.
What do you think it is? Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. Eastbound 401 east of Highway 6 South. Right lane still blocked with a stalled car. West 401 west of the 407 HOV lane blocked because of a collision. And if you're south on the 400 south of Innisfil Beach Road to south of Highway 9, we've got reports of some snowplows there. Westbound Stouffville Road ramp to the south 404, that is now blocked off. That's all because of a collision. From recharging your battery to recharging your living room with their home decor partners, take a CAA membership along the way and enjoy savings. Learn more at joincaasco.com.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Turn those winter blues into beach bliss with iTravel2000.com's exclusive savings. Get an instant discount of up to $200 on your dream vacation and experience the warmth and relaxation of sun-soaked days. Visit iTravel2000.com and grab your exclusive promo code before it's gone. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com, dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL, and get away for
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Now everyone knows how much I crave Lone Star fajitas, but every Tuesday, I get the craving for saving.
Now at Lone Star, una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Wood-fired grilled seasoned chicken breast, fresh baked tortilla served on a sizzling skillet. It's Fajita Tuesday. That's una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Only at Lone Star, including the new Lone Star Cantina in Whitby. Your home for fajitas, Ritas, and good times.
Welcome to Kidsplain, where kids explain how underfunded our schools are. Let's take a call from a listener. Kelly, are you there?
Hi. I was wondering why I get less one-on-one time with my teachers.
Great question, Kelly. It might have something to do with the fact that we have 3,500 fewer teachers under Doug Ford.
Ugh, that sounds about right.
Want to help support students and teachers? Visit nomore.ca. That's KNOWMORE.ca.
A message from the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Sasquatch here. I've made a lot of friends working out at Planet Fitness. Let me introduce you to the Sasquad. First up, the kettlebell queen. She puts the fun in functional training. Next, Sir lifts a lot. He lifts a lot. And of course, the stretcher. Her flex, flexibility.
Get started at Planet Fitness today for $1 down and then $15 a month. Offer expires January 31st. $49 annual fee applies. See Home Club for details.
Just when the weather is freezing your nosy, someone's got a new menu that's tasty and cozy.
Mm.
What? It's Booster Juice. Now you can warm up and chow down with a savory selection of grilled fresh favorites. Breakfast wraps, chicken wraps, grilled cheese, steak, and chicken paninis. Topped with melty cheese, creamy pesto, spicy chipotle. Grilled fresh options made in-house, warm and delicious. Made daily with the finest ingredients. Cozy comfort food at Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
It's the Bricks Friends and Family Sale. For 4 days only, we're extending our VIP offers to everyone. Get up to 30% off sofas, sectional, bedroom, and dining. Up to 40% off mattresses. And get a 10% credit to use towards sleep accessories. Save up to $1,000 on major kitchen appliances. Get up to $600 off big screen TVs. Plus, VIP in-store only deals on appliances and electronics. Some exclusions apply. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Help reduce wrinkles and save over 65% at TSC on the Nakery Beauty Power Boost and Rapid Lift Duo. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Waking up with the Pooja and Pradeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
Now I, every time of my life, no, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
Understand the urgency. Just remember.
way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope.
The Nearly Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
I hear it is. Believe it or not, this is true for almost 20% of Americans. And we kind of stumbled our way into a pretty good hint.
Mm-hmm. Someone had guessed a couple of different ideas, and you were saying it kind of falls under conspiracy theories.
Yes, it would be a conspiracy theory. Okay, so Andy in Georgetown, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say that landing on the moon didn't occur.
Okay, oh. That would fit under the conspiracy theory hint, but it's not the right answer.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Darlene from Mississauga, give us your guess.
Elvis is still alive.
That is a conspiracy theory, but it's not the right
true.
Answer.
Very, very good guess.
Oh, gosh, darn it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, thanks for holding. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississauga. My name is Jim, and I think it's people believe in aliens.
Woo! Yeah! That people believe in aliens, we're going to give it to you. The correct answer is 20% of Americans think they've seen a UFO.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever called in, by the way.
Oh, and you got our nearly impossible question right on your first try?
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, man. You're batting 1,000. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Call us again.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so there you go, Pooch. 20% of Americans think they've seen a UFO. Have you seen one?
No.
No.
Have you?
Oh, we'll talk about that in the podcast.
I am not an alien, for the record.
I'm looking at one right now. CHFI Perfect Recall. We're about to open the window in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yes, so make sure you're listening. Every song we play is worth cash. All you got to do is keep track. Your share of $50,000.
Walk in the room, leaving the sun in disgrace. Shining so bright. Makes me forget time and space, yeah. And I feel like nothing can touch me now. In this moment, right here, no one can bring me down. Makes me wanna say, hey. Come be with me under the wide open sky. Yeah,
under the wide open sky.
Drinks all around, freedom you just can't deny. No, and I feel like nothing can touch me now.
Nothing can touch
in
me
this
now.
Moment, right here. No one can bring me down. Makes me wanna say, hey, yeah, yeah. I don't want this feeling to end. I wanna say, hey, yeah, yeah. Cause it's like anything can happen on a night like this. Night like this. Night like this. Night like this. Contagious.
Emma.
Cause the feeling's contagious.
Emma
contagious.
Emma.
Cause nothing can stop us. On a night like this. Nothing can stop us. Stop us. Makes me wanna say hey. Like anything can happen, and
baby. Oh yeah, baby, baby.
That's Sean Desmond, Night Like This on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. And did you hear about this? Move over, ChatGPT. You've heard of ChatGPT by now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a new AI assistant. It's free. It's called DeepSeek, and everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, this one is interesting for many reasons. So this one's out of China. It's a AI assistant, yes, just like ChatGPT. This thing caused a massive tumble for a lot of tech stocks in the stock market yesterday, including NVIDIA, who's like the biggest chip maker, and their stock has soared over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
They had like their biggest single day loss ever. Wow. Dropped like 17%. Okay, so Microsoft and Meta, they've announced that they're going to be spending like $80 billion on AI infrastructure over the next several years.
We keep hearing it's the future. It's moving so rapidly. We know that we know it's expensive, and we know that it's not going to be long before we start to see more, but it's one of those things where it's the Wild West. Like, you really don't know.
Yeah, and the Western world has made a pretty emphatic claim of saying, like, we are the leaders in this. Like, Donald Trump announced this new Stargate thing, which is $500 billion investment, private investment in AI. Like, the U.S. is sort of pounding their chest saying, we are leading in this. But what DeepSeek has done, they've come out and said, we built this ChatGPT competitor, and we did it in a couple of months.
What?
And we did it for $6 million. Million with an M. Not with a B. And I think this caused everyone to panic yesterday going, oh, wait, maybe the Western world isn't the leader here. Maybe China is actually way out in front. And this led to a lot of sell-off yesterday. Here's the caveat, though. No one's seen DeepSeek's books, so we're just taking them on their word that they did this in 2 or 3 months and spent $6 million.
You can't verify this. You know, it's coming from China. They're saying this.
Yeah.
So I guess there's that. But I guess it does raise questions about if it's not as much money or not as much energy to create this, then, you know, our ideas of AI are also changing.
Yeah, and maybe U.S. has a lot of catching up to do instead of being in front. I don't know what this all means. We'll see what happens in the market today. We'll see what fallout comes of this, but it's fascinating.
I'll tell you what it means for me. I am so a creature of habit that I'm still going to use ChatGPT because that's what I know, and I use it all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's the one I'm going to use.
And also, there's also some privacy concerns,
yes,
about certain apps coming out of China as well. So I think it's going to have to be really good for people to use it, kind of like TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. All right, 7 o'clock. We're about to open your perfect recall window in just a couple minutes. But first, here's Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Today is the day Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to request the dissolution of government and trigger an early election for February 27th. He's set to meet with the Lieutenant Governor this afternoon. NDP leader Merritt Stiles, Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie, and the Green Party leader have all said calling an election more than a year early is a waste of time and money. The 407 highway is at the center of the pre-campaign trail in Ontario. The NDP is promising to remove tolls from the 407 if elected. Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles has pledged that her party would remove the tolls on the private highway for all drivers. Footy fanatics are counting down the 500 days until the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Canada. And today, the city is hosting a soccer session in Regent Park. FIFA World Cup reps will be at the Regent Park Community Center this afternoon with a surprise appearance from a Canada soccer legend. In sports, Raptors beat the Pelicans 113-104, and the Scepters take on Minnesota tonight at 8. CHFI weather, today mainly cloudy, snow around 4 p.m. into the evening, high minus 1, dropping.